And now, the Lord's Night Ministries presents a look at the Scriptures, a study insight to the Word of God.
Behold, for the kingdom of God is at hand. When Yeshua celebrated his first Passover with his disciples, he stated, "Remembrance of me." What should we remember? Well, I thank God that Yeshua died in our place to free us from the consequences of our sins. But he did so many other things at that tree. Yeshua suffered rejection and became acquainted with grief for you and me. For it is stated, "He despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief." On that tree, Yeshua Jesus bore our sins and the consequences of our sins. Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. You know, the word grief in Hebrew is choile, and it means weak, sick, or afflicted. Now, the Hebrew word for sorrows, which is makab, means pain or grief. The Bible clearly states that Yeshua not only died to take away our sins, he died to take away our sickness, which is quoted in Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 17. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness." You see, Yeshua died for our sins and to take away your sickness and mine. I believe that when you forget what God has done for you, he is truly, truly grieved. It is important to the God of Israel that you remember what he has done for each and every one of y'all. That's why we celebrate this Pesach, the Lord's Supper, to remember all the good things he has done for us at the tree. But you might wonder, what else has he done? Let's look at Psalm 103. He who forgives all your iniquities. Your sins are washed. All your sins are forgiven. All you have to do is to repent and receive Him as your Savior. Psalm 103. Who heals all your diseases. Every one of them. Present and past. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things. Indeed He does. God never gives bad things. He always gives good things. So that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. That tree defended us from Hasatan. Rabbi Paul, Rabbi Shaw, tells us about something wonderful that Yeshua did for us. Not only did He take one step, but He took seven steps to descend from heaven to that tree. He began, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death upon that hill. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, God took also not only one step, but seven steps to restore His throne back to Him. Therefore, God also has highly exalted Him and given Him the name which is above every name. That name of Yeshua, Jesus, that every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on the earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is Lord, to the glory of the God, the Father. In the book of Hebrews, it says that after He purged our sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Now, this seating speaks of being done. Now, the right hand speaks of power that Yeshua has received, that all authority and all power. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Now, because He is on that throne, the Torah says, we have boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Yeshua. When we celebrate this Pesach, we remember that it's because of the blood of Yeshua that we can have fellowship with God. And as we remember what He has done for us when His body was hung on a tree and His blood was shed, then the presence of God will descend upon man we should honor the blood of our Redeemer. When we sit down at Passover, we're having communion with you. We're having communion with the Lord. When we celebrate this meal, did you know that He Himself comes? For the Bible says, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Yeshua Christ the Lord? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Yeshua, our Messiah, Christ? Saints, there is communion in the communion. And it's just not a practice or a tradition, but it is a remembrance of what He did for us and for you 2,000 years ago. And at the same time, you're making a commitment with Him today, presently. He's here right now. He is listening to our supplications. He is listening to you wherever you may be at. And He wants each and every one of y'all. He wants you and you and you and you. Yeshua wants to have fellowship with all of us as we partake during this holy time. Is it not called His supper? Is it not called Passover for deliverance? It's His, not ours. But before we can partake of this holy moment, I ask each and every one of y'all to take a look what Rabbi Shaul had to share and what he had to say and his warning to mankind. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. You may say, well, why did he have to say that? Because Rabbi Paul gives us 5 reasons why. This is what was happening at the time of this holy convocation. There were divisions among them, just as they are today in our communities, in our cities, and in our nation. There were heretical teachings in the churches, synagogues, groups. There were a bunch of hearsays that were manifested. We see selfishness in all these areas. They despised the house of God. They despised the house of God. For out of Jerusalem shall come forth the Torah to the Jew first, and to the Gentile. They became very proud and looked down on others. No different than today. What is Rabbi Paul speaking about? He's speaking about sins. Sins. Paul said that many were weak and sick, and some have even died because of their lack of discernment. For people cry out, pray for me, for I am ill and I am needy. And Paul said, you are weak and you lack discernment. But if we partake of this time, worthy. I believe that there will be health and strength rather than weakness and sickness. Paul continues and goes on and he says, for if we would judge ourselves, we will not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened. In other words, punished in order to correct by the Lord our God, that we may not be condemned with the world. But if we judge ourselves, then God will not have to judge us. But if He judges us, He does it for your redemption, for my redemption, for all of our redemption. Listen to David. When he described himself, he kept silent. He did not judge himself and confess his sin. He says, when I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all day long. Here he did not confess his sin. His physical body was affected. And that's why he had illness. Remember what Paul has just told us. God often judges us by withdrawing a sense of His presence from us. Saints, I'm going to tell you, living without the presence of the Lord is like the dryness of a summer with no rain. And we're very familiar with that. And more droughts continue to abound in America. The dryness of summer without rain. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, said King David. My vitality was turned into the drought of the summer. So you ask, how can we get back into this Lord's favor? How can we get back? Well, all we have to do is look at David. King David acknowledged his sin. He stated, I acknowledge my sin to you, my Lord, and my iniquity. I have not hidden it. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. The Lord said, He is a man after my own heart. Why? Because David sought after the King, the Creator, the God of Israel. We too must do the same thing. It is truly amazing that the Torah calls those who confess their sins godly people. Are you godly? Have you confessed your sin? For this causes everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. And it can be found right now. Now let's look how David's relationship with God changed after he confessed. In Psalm chapter 32, verse 7, Tehillim. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from my trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. We must all seek reconciliation with the God of Israel. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Messiah, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not by imputing their trespasses to them, has committed to us to the word of reconciliation. And Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let's bow our heads and confess our sins to our Lord. For reconciliation is upon us. Now, he's calling you. Confess. Godly people out there, listen to these words. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Yeshua, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread or drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Indeed, you have given your life for mankind.
The Lord's Night Ministries is a walk by faith gospel. And Shalom.